Hello, this is Mark Brown at the Prevention with Digital Technologies, Expanding the Possibilities for Better Mental Health conference, the EMEN conference at London's wonderful Barbican Centre. And I am here with...
Hi there, I'm Michael Scardner and I'm a software developer at Softwire, and I'm speaking today on digital solutions for workplace mental health care.
Brilliant. We were just talking before and you were telling me about how you kind of got to this point of being interested in that, and it kind of involved a really interesting fellowship and talking to a lot of interesting people. Can you tell the people at home, like, kind of where your head's at with all this mental health and digital stuff?
Yeah, sure. So myself, I have a lived experience of anxiety. So when I started experiencing anxiety in the workplace, you know, for me, I didn't really understand what I was experiencing. And it took a period of years for me to get to the point where I felt like I wasn't my best self again. And that was really the point at which I realized it wasn't actually a personal problem that I'd experienced at all. It was a really common one that sees a huge amount of human impact being created across the UK and beyond. And particularly in the workplace, I think that was, you know, that's where I experienced anxiety. That's the thing it affected the most, I would say. So I conducted a fellowship with the Winston Churchill Trust using that technological knowledge I have from my work, looking into those digital solutions for workplace mental health care, because I felt like there wasn't a voice that wasn't aligned to a specific technology, didn't have any, you know, specific investment or skin in the game with respect to any of them, and just wanted to understand how we can help create a pull from a business perspective for these technologies, given that the academia was providing us the research and the market was providing us the tools in the space.
So did you find out kind of anything really specific about how we might make this stuff happen better? Because it is happening, and there's good stuff happening, but there certainly feels at this conference a sense that it's still not quite right.
Yeah, and I think that's what's interesting about hearing some of the academic talks at this conference, which are, you know, I defer to their level of expertise on the research trials, etc. Part of the problem is that the solutions are out there and they're being used at scale already. And for certainly from a workplace perspective, when I was interviewing different clinicians and academics alongside this research fellowship, I came to understand there were some core challenges there in terms of how these solutions are adopted effectively in workplaces, and how they're effectively implemented. One of the things we heard today is the solution works perfectly in a vacuum, and that's a similar focus as, you know, in terms of the workplace. Workplaces need to be using these solutions, but with a real focus on how they adopt them, what models to use to adopt them, what mental health scope they serve, the fact that it needs to be part of a broader holistic well-being initiative. And when we look at effectively using them, they should be part of that holistic initiative. They should have considerations such as executive advocacy and custom content, and that they should be engaging their mental health end users, their employees, right from the very beginning at needs assessment all the way through to implementation and sustainment.
So there's always a sense that there's maybe a false binary in assuming that on one hand you've got technology, which is basically like robots and Daleks.
Yeah.
And at the other end you've got lovely people with understanding faces who offer you a tissue when you're crying.
Yeah.
As if there's human at one end, digital at the other. Do you think that is a correct assumption?
I think that technology, like having worked in technology now, like I think that technology can be very scary because there is a barrier to entry of just understanding what's going on under the hood. And for me, despite working in technology and being a software developer, I always think, okay, but what are the mental health outcomes here? And that binary kind of situation you propose is quite interesting in the context of chatbots, which is a friendly digital face talking to you about your mental health with things like Wiser that exist in the space, which kind of talk you through CBT exercises rather than you picking a CBT tool and using it.
So it's kind of, there's a sense in which sometimes you get in mental health humans deciding they need to act more like machines, and then at the other end, at the more expensive kind of Silicon Valley end, you've got trying to make machines act more like humans or appear more like humans. Is kind of really interesting.
Yeah, especially with respect to chatbots and mental health, and obviously there's certain risks there. And one of the interesting things that I kind of found as part of my fellowship was, and was reflected here by Simon today speaking, was talking about how support needs to be there. And when it comes to software, support is humans on the other end as well. And you can see some of the most successful workplace applications like SilverCloud do have an aspect of humans being involved in that loop, even if it's just to promote user engagement further. Because, you know, without engagement, doesn't matter how good the app is, it's not going to be effective. It requires both kind of pillars.
Brilliant. A strong call for a kind of man-machine mixture there, or woman-machine or person-machine mixture as the future. Thank you for that. That was great.
Thanks, Mark.